If they could see me now, that little gang of mine, I'm eating fancy chow and drinking fancy wine. I'd like those Stumbo bums to see for a fact the kind of top drawer, first rate chums I attract. All I can say is, wow, we look at where I am. Tonight I landed, pow, right in a pot of jam. What a setup, holy cow. They'd never believe it if my friends could see me now.
Oh, Brian McTavish joins us now, and I should just point out, Brian, that you just didn't have the courage to get in the car and drive down here today. You're joining us on the phone, right?
Well, I'm afraid I'm phoning it in today, but only in a good way. This is crazy. You've said that at least 10 times. Let me say it one more time.
It is crazy.
I mean, it's, yeah. So I'm happy to do this, and thanks for taking my call.
Well, and so it's my pleasure. And so you sort of wonder if Shirley MacLaine, who we've just been listening to here, is she going to make it into town by Saturday night to sing to us at Johnson County Community College?
Well, I think it's my duty to say yes, regardless of what happens. It's Saturday night, 8 o'clock, Yardley Hall, Johnson County Community College, the Oscar-winning movie star. And that's what I think of when I think of Shirley MacLaine. She's a movie star, a living legend.
Multi-talented.
Multi-talented, multi-opinionated. Now, of course, she will.
Yeah. Yes, she is.
Well, we all have our thoughts about Shirley. She will share her Hollywood memories and more, much more. I would be shocked if she didn't touch on her thoughts about past and future lives, the whole reincarnation thing.
Yes.
But, you know, her resume includes 50 films, so many TV and stage shows. The woman has authored 10 books.
Wow.
You know, she won the Oscar, for those of us who are scratching our heads, or in my case, my beard. I didn't bother shaving for the studio today. She won Best Actress for 1983's Terms of Endearment. She's an American Film Institute Life Achievement Award winner in 2011. And, gosh, you know, it's funny. We had Carol Burnett last week at the Kauffman Center.
Yeah.
Now we've got Shirley MacLaine. I mean, pinch me. I think we're becoming a hub for these one-woman Hollywood memory shows.
That's 8 p.m. Saturday at Yardley Hall at Johnson County Community College. Now, what do we got here, Brian?
Well, we have the theme to Green Acres.
Yes, we do.
We do. The 52nd Annual Western Farm Show, the Midwest's premier indoor farm show with 500 agricultural exhibitors. And, hey, let's face it, some of us are just going to go to see the championship tractor pull over 3 days. They're vying for thousands of dollars in prize money. They're coming from 15 states. It's 9 to 5 Friday and Saturday. It's 9 to 4 Sunday at the American Oil Complex right next door to Kemper Arena. Let me just point something out, Steve. You don't have to be a farmer or a rancher to enjoy the spectacle. Granted, it will help. But even if you're a confirmed city slicker like me, where else can you see under one roof row upon row upon row of glistening farm machinery?
That's a good try, Brian.
No, listen. I know that secretly you're dreaming of farm machinery. I know that. You have nightmares, maybe they're dreams. But in any event, the tractor pull alone should entice you. I mean, this is a chance. Hey, 3,000 or more Future Farmers of America students are expected to be part of the event. But look, if you're wed to your flat screen, break the tie, go down and be part of the annual Western Farm Show this weekend at the American Royal.
All of Brian's picks are on our website, kcur.org.
Take it easy, Greasy. Take it easy, Greasy. Take it easy, Greasy. You got a long, long ways to slide.
Boy, I love this woman. She's been here before. Myra Taylor.
Oh, you've had a chance to chat with her?
Oh, she was great. She's been in here before.
Well, you know, Myra Taylor, she's no longer with
us. Yes, she's no longer with us.
In 2011, but her memory lives on, and the music that she sang lives on. What a great voice, what a great talent. A jam session hosted by the band Levittown in honor of the late, great Kansas City jazz queen Myra Taylor.
That sounds like fun.
2 to 7 o'clock Sunday, Knucklehead Saloon, absolutely free. That should be a fun time.
Oh, Now we're talking puppets and our buddy Paul Messner, who was just on the show here a few weeks ago.
He was. That was a great interview, by the way.
He did a great job.
He is part of the Kansas City Puppet Slam, or as I like to call it, Puppets for Grown-Ups. It's an adults-only puppet comedy show, 8 o'clock Friday night at the Paul Messner Puppet Studio right there at, well, it's right off of Linwood. I believe it's on Linwood.
So what he does, an adults-only show, Brian, that's a little little edgier than the usual fare from Paul Messner, right?
Well, yeah, it could be a whole lot edgier. The word ribald comes to mind. It's ages 18 and up. Now, not to get too heavy here, very briefly, I think puppets bring out the duality of man. You put a puppet on your hand, and all of a sudden, there's someone else there, or is there, or is, I mean, what's going on? Who's who? Are you confused? You won't be confused. Paul will clarify the situation with his puppets. Expect some naughtiness. I think it might get a little R-rated. That's this weekend.
That's this weekend, 8 o'clock Friday, the Paul Messner Puppet Studio, 1006 East Linwood.
Hooray for Hollywood. That screwy ballyhooey Hollywood, where any office boy or young mechanic can be a panic with just a good-looking pant. And
now we're talking Oscars.
No.
Go ahead, Brian.
I predict Lincoln will win everything, and we'll leave it at that. But it's the Kansas City Oscar
Party. I think you're right. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. But if you want to go to the Screenland Armor Theater in downtown North Kansas City, you can watch the Academy Awards telecast on the silver screen, compete for prizes, be the best Oscar picker, win some cash maybe. It all starts at 6 p.m. Sunday, and it's presented by Lost in Reviews and Scene Stealers. Those are a couple of online wonderful sites generated here in Kansas City devoted to moviegoers and movies.
You know, I still like the Oscars. Still like them. Still like watching them.
I can't resist. I want to see I want to see who's going to, you know, say something crazy or wear something even crazier than what they say.
And that's Brian McTavish on the phone with your weekend to-do list. Brian, always good to have you, buddy. Thanks for joining us.
Once again, thanks for taking the call. You're a master of the phoner. Thank you, Steve. Have a great weekend. And be safe out there, pal.
You too, Brian. That's, again, Brian McTavish. You can find his weekend to-do list and more information on all of our broadcasts at kcur.org. Don't forget to follow KCUR on Facebook and this program on Twitter. We're at KCUR up to date. Tomorrow on the program, do you find yourself yelling at the TV as they award the Oscar for Best Picture? The DVD gurus are back to debate the worst and most forgettable Oscar winners ever. Our show is produced by Steven Steigman, Danny Alexander, and Beth Lipoff. Be safe out there, everybody. I'm Steve Kraske of the Kansas City Star, and you are up to date.
Phony, super coney Hollywood. They come from Chillicothe.